What, if any, word have you gotten from the league on Brandon?
Same thing I told you a week ago Wednesday. I'm not sure. When I know, I'll let you guys know. You guys been off about a week right now, so might be off another week. I really don't know. Obviously, none of us know.
Mike, do you have any comment on the report? There's a report that NFL Network said it's going to be good 3 days.
No, if I made comments on every time I heard a rumor, I'd be talking to you every day. I'd have to answer every question that you ask me. Let's deal with reality. When we know something, we'll let you guys know, okay?
Why Webster over Kudavides right now on the depth chart?
You got to start somewhere. Nate, we felt, earned a chance to start just by what he's done here over the first 8 days. It's very, very close. We're going to switch off at the middle linebacker position. By no means does a person have that job locked up. Both guys get a chance to work with the first unit. And at the end of the preseason, we'll come out with a winner. But either way, we got two good football players that will help us win.
Do you like putting out a depth chart, or is it sort of a pain for you this year?
Well, you know, you have to put a depth chart out at the first exhibition game. It's mandatory, and we had to do it last night. But I think we all know there's a number of positions that are very close, but you got to put down someone's first team, second team, even though you really don't know it's that close. So, Nate, we'll get a chance to start against Houston, and we'll switch it off with Nico. And like I said, that's part of the preseason, and we'll see how it folds out.
Do you anticipate Michael Pittman staying at fullback for the duration?
Michael plays both, fullback and tailback. He's a guy that can play both, very similar to Mike Bell. But Michael's got a lot more experience at both positions, and he looked good today coming back from his hamstring.
What's Marcus Thomas showing in his camp? Obviously, he's listed as a first-team guy.
Well, same thing. You know, we had Peterson as a starter at the OTAs. Marcus has had a good first week. It's still close, but Marcus has earned the chance to work with the first unit, and hopefully he can keep it. You know, he's very solid, he's in excellent shape, and hopefully he keeps on getting better.
Mike, when you put out a depth chart, do you tend to see guys that are listed on the second or third team step up a little bit, or do they pretty much stay the same as they have the first?
You know, to be honest with you, with 80 people, we've got a lot of guys that are very, very close, and that's what this preseason's all about, to get a chance to evaluate these guys, not only in practice situations, but game situations. And you really don't know. I mean, we had Terrell Davis, if you remember back when, you know, was he going to be in the final roster? And played extremely well in the last preseason game. And that's what you get a chance to see. Some of these guys that are free agents right now that we haven't even talked about, now they've got a chance to not only be part of the 53, but part of the 45. We've got some talented young kids on this team, and I'm looking forward to seeing them in game situations.